That takes us to agenda item 14, which is the last item on today's agenda. That is PR 2025-011365, minor plat 2025-00066. It's a request for minor preliminary final plat submitted by CSI Cartesian Surveys, Ryan Mulhall, as agent for James Baxter, who requests the aforementioned actions for all or a portion of lots tracts 249A3, 249A4, 249A5 and 3, MRGCD map 31, Baxter and Meal, zoned RA and located at 1610 Baita Lane Northwest between Guadalupe Trail Northwest and the Griegos Lateral, containing approximately 1.1305 acres. Do we have a representative of the applicant team here?
Yes, good morning. This is, or afternoon rather. This is Ryan Mahal with Cartesian Surveys, address PO Box 44414, Rio Ranch, New Mexico, 87174, serving as agent.
Thank you, Ms. Mulhall. Please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do swear.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
Okay, so this action had a related action recently heard at the last DHO hearing for a sidewalk waiver. And so we've added that note to sheet one of the plat that was approved December 3rd. We also have an approved variance for the contextual lot sizing for the eastern lot, and that was approved October 1st at the ZHE. So we've added all the indexing info and everything like that for sheet one. It's a relatively straightforward subdivision looking to create two lots from an existing lot three. And with that, we await comments. Thank you.
Thank you. Let's see if there's any public comment, and if so, you'll have the chance to respond. So for everyone in attendance, this is agenda item 14. Please raise your hand if you'd like to provide public comment on that item. Scrolling through the participants, and I don't see anyone with the hand raised. Again, please raise your hand to provide public comment on agenda item 14. Last call for public comment on agenda item 14. Okay, Mr. Mulhall, doesn't appear that there's any public comment. We'll go ahead and proceed to the DFT specialty members for their comments, beginning with the Water Authority. Mr. David Gutierrez, please raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
All right. The DHO waiver, I have no objection for the plat. I just need to confirm the water line location. Looks like you surveyed it. I just need to see that it is within the easement, and then you're calling out, I think it was a, let me see if I can see it, 10-foot water line easement. But it's noted on 1, 2, and 3, same dimension. So I don't know, it was a little unclear what's going on there. Says apparent 10-foot, so I don't know if it's encompassing the whole thing or the 10-foot's accurate. So I'll just, if you can clarify that and show the line, and maybe we need to just see if that line's close enough to actually ask for an easement for this, from this property anyway.
Okay, this is Ryan with Cartesian. So, you know, we do show the valves and meters and everything that's inside of Baita there. And so we did locate those improvements. The note too, if you look at the very end of it, it does say ambiguous location, not show here on within that Baita lane. You know, all the documents that sort of grant that 10-foot waterline easement don't really have any kind of exhibit or meets and bounds description or anything that kind of limits it within the Baita lane itself. It just kind of states it by name. So, you know, that isn't on our property. The lane is on,
right,
you know, all these tracts to the north of us, and we just, you know, have benefit of it through the apparent.
Right.
So that's kind of where we're at. I don't know what more we could really provide besides that.
Yeah, I didn't know if it was reported accurately with the dimension on this. Maybe you could send me that and we could just kind of clarify, because the note 1 and 2 are clearly taking up that entire corridor, and it's kind of tacked it on to 3. So I didn't know if that was accurate. I just wanted to depict that correctly if we can, just to, you know, avoid confusion in the future. And then If you, I don't know if you got line spots or just spotted the surface features, but if you can provide a survey and, you know, I don't know if that valve's for a hydrant going to the north, just to see where that line's actually at. I think we should be good. I don't have any other objections to it, just some clarifications.
Okay, we'll be sure to send you those documents. Again, this is Ryan with Cartesian, and we'll try to work that out with you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. With that, is that something that can be just a finding or a condition prior to the final sign-off? Or
Yeah,
do we?
I don't expect anything to come of it other than just some clarifications on the plat, maybe dimensions. So I wouldn't really know how to go about that. If I would make a condition, just maybe a finding to clarify easements.
That sounds good to me. That makes sense with you, Mr. Mulhall.
Yeah, this is Ryan with Cartesian. Yeah, we'll send an email right away with those documents, and we'll try to work that out. Thank you.
Thank you. Let's go to Mr. Jay Rodenbeck. If you'd please raise your right hand, do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Hearing Officer. Jay, this is Jay Rodenbeck. David, I think you just met regarding if it's a condition or finding, conditions are required to be met prior to final sign-off of a plat, while findings can be tied to potentially to associated actions or but wouldn't necessarily you know, stop final sign-off of a plat or prevent it. So that's how I would look at that, findings versus conditions.
Thank you, Mr. Rodenbeck. Mr. Gutierrez, does that change your thinking? Do you want to make it a condition?
Yeah, I think let's make it a condition just to clarify the easement three and verify line spots. That's all. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, sir. If you wouldn't mind, if you could please just put that in the chat, I'd much appreciate it. Very good. Let's go next to hydrology. Mr. Tiquan Chen, please raise your right hand. And do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Hydrology has no objection. For future development, grading drainage plan may be required. That's all from hydrology. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Next up is transportation. Mr. Ernest Armijo, please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
We have no objections.
Thank you. Next up is code enforcement. Santini Montoya, please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
This is Anthony on behalf of Jeff Palmer. He had made some comments previously about the contextual lot sizes, and he states that a variance to lot size for the proposed lot 3B was obtained, variance 2025-00125 for 8,422 square feet. Bringing it into compliance with the allowable contextual lot size range, and that he has no further objections to the proposed replat and no further comments. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate that. That takes us to Parks and Recreation. Mr. Marcelo Ibarra, please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Parks and Recreations has no objections to the requested action. Thank you.
Thank you. That takes us to the Planning Department comments. Mr. Jacob Boylan, please raise your right hand. And do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Planning has no objections. Just a couple of minor comments. The project and application numbers must be added to the plat before final sign-off. Per 66L2D7 of the IDO, the date of DHO approval shall be recorded on the plat. A copy of the AGIS approved DXF file must be submitted prior to final sign-off. After DHO approval and final sign-off, a recorded copy of the plat must be sent to Jay Rodenbeck and Angela Gomez. And per 66K2I of the IDO, the applicant shall record the plat with the Bernalillo County Clerk within 3 months after the date of the final signature on the plat, where the subdivision shall be voided. And that concludes planning's comments. I will put the minor conditions I have in the chat.
Thank you. Any questions about that, Mr. Mulhall?
No, this rhyme with Cartesian. Those are the pretty standard ones. So just so I understand, the water authority being a condition, we won't be able to get sign off today. Is that right?
I believe we can approve it today, and then before you get the final plat sign off, you'll just have to satisfy that. But
Okay,
so you won't
understood.
have to come back before the DHO on this item.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Sure thing. Anything else from any of the DFT? Mr. Mulhall, anything else you'd like to add in closing?
No, this ran with Cartesian. Thank you all for your attention and time here. Appreciate you hanging in and hope you all have a ho happy holidays. Thank you.
Thank you. Likewise, likewise. So again, this is agenda item 14. It's PR 2025-011365, minor plat 2025-00066. And I hereby approve said agenda item with the associated project and application numbers because the application meets all the applicable requirements of the IDO, the DPM, and other adopted city regulations with the following conditions. First, easement note two must be clarified as to the dimensions with the original document and appropriately show that dimension on the plat or separate it from the corridor as noted in easement one and two. Also, provide the survey exhibit to provide confirmation of the waterline location in agreement with the existing apparent easement. Next, the project and application numbers must be added to the plat before final sign off. Next, per section 66L2D7 of the IDO, the date of the DHO approval shall be recorded on the plat. And finally, a copy of the AGIS approved DXF file must be submitted prior to the final sign off of the plat. Thank you, everybody. That concludes agenda item 14, also concludes the items on today's agenda. Have a happy holidays. Be safe, everyone.